Hints about our COVID future are embedded in the corporate updates that are beginning to trickle out. I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning. The season for corporations to report their January to March results is upon us, and many will contain educated guesses about how the COVID economy will play out as the year wears on. Today, what's referred to as earnings season kicks off with the profits and losses at some very large banks, J.P. Morgan Chase and Wells Fargo. Pandemic notwithstanding, many big banks will try to keep paying their owners, stock investors, dividends, and many will make money by administering some of the economic stimulus plans that require lending to businesses. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
You might expect banks to stop paying dividends right now, but most banks started out strong this year. Christopher Marinac is director of research for Janney Montgomery Scott. He estimates that large and medium-sized banks will distribute almost $54 billion in dividends in 2020, about 9% more than last year. Marinac says banks could eliminate dividends as a PR move to show they're saving in a down economy, but
the challenge for most banks is that it becomes a who wants to go first and take bad medicine if they don't feel that they need to take bad medicine.
Marinac says the impact of the coronavirus crisis won't show up until the second quarter, and some firms will soften the blow with profits from administering federal stimulus programs. For example, BlackRock Financial Management will help the Federal Reserve run a bond buying program. But the Fed is sharply limiting BlackRock's fees and made the contract with BlackRock public. Bank watchdog groups like Better Markets like this approach. Dennis Kelleher is the nonprofit's CEO.
That stands in stark contrast to the Fed's behavior during the 2008-09 financial crash, when the Fed disclosed almost nothing.
Banks will also profit from the Federal Paycheck Protection Program, those small business loans meant to prevent layoffs. But Myra Rodriguez-Valladares, managing principal of MRV Associates, says community banks may be better at getting those loans out the door than the big guys.
They don't have huge staffs. They don't have a lot of red tape. Community banks, their specialty is indeed taking deposits and lending.
She says for the Paycheck Protection Program, regulators temporarily loosened rules on how much money banks have to keep in reserve to cover bad loans. And banks are already lobbying to make those changes permanent. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
More on confusion with the emergency small business loans in a moment. First, markets. After the extended Easter holiday in Europe, markets are mixed today. The DAX in Frankfurt, Germany, not Kentucky, up 1%. FTSE in London down 0.4%. Here, the Dow future is up 300 points, 1.3%. On the ground, there is some confusion about the government's $350 billion in loans to get smaller businesses through the COVID downturn. Banks are unsure about the rules and the risks, and many small businesses are also bewildered. Amanda Ballantyne is executive director of one of the national small business advocacy groups called the Main Street Alliance. She joins us from Seattle. Welcome.
We're happy to be here.
So what the federal government is trying to do for small businesses has its merits, but what? It's hard for businesses to know who's eligible and who is not.
I think that's right. I think they've created a very complex program where we actually needed something very simple to support small businesses. And now small businesses themselves and frankly banks and also the SBA are really struggling to get enough information and clarity out there about this program and to make sure the program works effectively.
So what are you hearing from members in terms of those who've tried to get into the system, tried to sign up for a loan?
Well, it's confusing and there's a lot of frustration. And I would say business owners have heard very different things from different banks about who's eligible and what the requirements are. And then there is a lot of confusion about when the money, first of all, will become available and when the loan will have to be used by in order for it to become forgivable under the program's guidelines.
In parts of Europe, it's a different structure altogether for the government helping to keep people on small business payrolls. They're giving money right to businesses so that the money can keep flowing.
And that's a model that we've raised with many, many of our federal legislators around the country. We think it's the right way to approach the problem. Main Street Alliance has really advocated that we look at the type of program that Representative Jayapal has created in a new bill, the Paycheck Guarantee Act, and also that a Republican senator named Senator Hawley has created. Both of those programs are looking at what Europe is doing, and the money would go straight to businesses. That would, I think, alleviate a lot of the administrative burden that businesses are experiencing. Of course, you have many, many business owners who just don't have close relationships with 7A approved lenders. So this type of program that Representative Jayapal is suggesting would also avoid some of the disparities that will result from using the banking institutions to provide this short-term relief.
What you're referencing is businesses have to borrow from a subset of banks that are accredited to do this. And some may have ongoing deep relationships with those banks, but some businesses may not.
That's right. Many, many millions of businesses do not have relationships with those banks. And in fact, we've seen major banks like Bank of America actually refuse to provide those loans to anyone who wasn't already a customer. So we're already starting to have unevenness in access and eligibility, and there's just no question that there will be racial disparities in access to the Paycheck Protection loans.
Amanda Ballantyne is Executive Director of the Main Street Alliance, a small business advocacy group. She joined us from Seattle. Thank you very much.
Thanks, David. Take care.
The Small Business Administration is now reporting that 941,000 small business loan applications have been approved so far under this Paycheck Protection Loan program. Our producers are Rose Conlon, Victoria Craig, Meredith Gerritsen, Candice Manriquez-Wren, and Daniel Shin, and Erica Soderstrom. It's the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.